السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the Sustainer, Nourisher and Cherisher of the Universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 26th of Zulqadah 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ar-Rahman. Surah Rahman is the zina, is the beauty of the Noble Quran, and it was revealed after the Hijrah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's migration to Medina Munawwara from Makkah. And it's a surah that comprises 78 verses, and the words فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ is repeated 31 times. We will explain to you as we go along, inshallah. Let us recap our previous lesson. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Everything of human being and creation is written in the scrolls, meaning everything is already predestined. How long we will live, how long we will be here on this earth, how much we will eat and drink, everything is there. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. And every major and every minor and major thing is also written, whether it is our good deeds or whether it is the vices and sins. Lama, what is wrong with this kitab? They would say, La yugadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha, in Surah Kahf, that it has not omitted and left out anything, nor the minor sins, nor the major sins, but everything is recorded. Wa wajadu ma amilu hadira, everything is present. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa nahar, people with taqwa and true piety, they pass away with Iman and Islam. They abstain from kufr, blasphemy, shirk, and polytheism and idol worship and nifaq and hypocrisy. For them will be that they enter gardens of Jannah and paradise, wa nahar, and the streams and the rivulets, fi maqadi sidqin, in the place of truth, meaning by Almighty Allah, inna malik muqtadir. Allah Ta'ala is malik. He is always the king. Today you have this king, that king, and then they die, finish. But Allah was, is, will always be the King of Kings. So therefore Malik and Muqtadir, he has the power all times, all places, all circumstances. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah ar-Rahman. And in the name of Almighty Allah, who's very, very gracious, who's very, very merciful. So Surah ar-Rahman will mean the one who's gracious, and he gives us so much, much more than we are entitled to, out of his mercy, out of his benevolence and grace. Remember, therefore we say the gracious one. And as I told you, it was revealed after the migration to Medina Munawwara, 78 verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We did that several times already. Ar-Rahman. So Allah is very, very gracious. Allam al-Quran. He taught the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Quran Sharif, and taught it to humanity as well, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must teach us the greater meaning of it. Surah 16, Surah Nahal, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us, we revealed. Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. We revealed the Quran Sharif to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? So that he will explain to you in detail. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. For humanity, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what was revealed to them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They must wonder, ponder and reflect. Chapter 16 and verse 44. So Almighty Allah teaches us, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah is teaching first Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then humanity at large. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. You know the ulama have written that on the day of justice, because the surah is so beautiful and it has such a great meaning, some ulama have written this, that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, with his golden voice, he will be reciting Surah Ar-Rahman on the day of justice, on the day of Qiyamah. So imagine that we will be listening to it out of the fadl, grace and mercy of Allah. Today when you hear Qari Abdul Basid Abdul Samad rahimahullah, or you hear some other person reciting the Quran Sharif so beautifully, then we are inspired, motivated. So Almighty Allah, the surah that is the zina, the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam will recite it. Some ulama have mentioned this. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. He created this human being, not only created earth, but he made us the masterpiece of his creation. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. And then he taught us expression, how we deliver our lessons, how we deliver our lectures, how we do this, how we can communicate with one another. We see the mother and the child, she understands what the child is saying, although me and you might not understand. So at that young, tender age also, Allah Jalla Wala has taught us. And therefore, we should read the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam before we deliver the lecture and the lesson. Surah 20, Surah Taha, chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. As we do daily, Rabbi shrahli sadri, wa yassirli amri, yafqahu qawli. Oh Allah, you open our hearts for us. And ya Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. You make our task easy for us. Wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. You untie the knots in our tongue, ya Allah, yafqahu qawli, so they can understand our message. So all these are powerful, potent du'as of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah is taking us around so that we understand the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban. The sun and the moon. Qamar means the moon, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Bihusban. So all of them are moving and they have a certain reckoning. Meaning, you look now this week, on Thursday night we will scan the sky, and inshallah once the moon is sighted, the crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Zulhijjah. And likewise the sun also, that it is on the move, the sunrise, the sunset, all this type of things, and with exact precision and accuracy. How long do we think the sun is rising and setting? Million years, billion years, trillion years? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. The first three nights, the moon is called Hilal. And then on the 14th night, it's called Laylatul Badr, shining in its beauty and glory. That is the richness and glory and style of the Arabic language every three nights. The name changes of the moon and the crescent. Imagine in English what we have, only crescent and moon. But in Arabic, every 3 nights the name changes. That is the power and the beauty of the Arabic language. And the stars and the trees, yes, Judan, they are in complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. When we make sajda and perform sajda, it's an act of complete surrender and submission to Almighty Allah. So similarly here also, that whether it be the stars, whether it be the trees, they all are in complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah highlighting His majesty, His power, Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Wassamaa rafa'aha, and the sky. Rafa'aha, He Almighty Allah made it so high, so high. When we go in the plane, we are above the clouds. And when we look up, then you can see the sky. Imagine that Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, how high He made it. Not one pillar to support it. Who can do all this? Only one Khalik, only one Malik, only one Creator and one Owner. He is the Khalikul Kaun. He is the Creator of the entire universe. He is the Malik. He owns everything. Me and you are owners of our house, our shop, our car, our flats and the farm. All this is temporary. After 20, 50, 100 years finish, we die, that property is sold and so forth and so on. So we are but temporary owners and users. The real ultimate owner is only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا, He Almighty Allah made it so high, so high. وَوَضَى الْمِيزَانَ, and He Almighty Allah placed the balance, the scale. Mizan, the scale. Tomorrow on the day of justice there will be the Mizan. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ فِيهَا. That Almighty Allah states that Mizan, the scales. And remember, they will be mawazin al-qist. They will be the scales of justice. And nobody will be treated unfairly, unjustly. So everybody, therefore we make the dua now. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Oh Almighty Allah, make our hisab, our reckoning, our accountability easy, meaning that we just show our face and we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And if a person has to go through interrogation, Mannuqisha Uziba. You know, when you travel internationally, then what happens? That you have to see green and you see red, the customs. We know what we do. We know what we do, and we go through the green 99% of the time because we have nothing to declare. So that's a simple example. On day of justice, we'll go just through easily. But if you go through red, open this bag, open that luggage, why this, why that? And once the interrogation starts, then remember that person will fail, and then he'll be punished. Allahumma ahfadna, Allahumma jirna min an-nar. Allah tadghaw fil mizan. You must not go, tadghaw, do not transgress regarding the scale, regarding the measure, regarding that. What it means, don't transgress? Don't become a failure that that person passes away with kufr and shirk, Allah forbid, blasphemy and polytheism, idol worship. So now he went and transgressed, and he will show on the scale, and then there will be everlasting doom for him and gloom for him. Surah 33 verses 64-65. Almighty Allah speaks about the non-Muslims there. Surah 4 verse 48. Almighty Allah speaks about the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. They'll never be forgiven. And in Surah chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah speaks about the hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam. The heart was devoid of Iman. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That they are the hypocrites and they will be in the lowest, lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Always beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma in Ni a'udhu bika, I seek your protection. Min al-kufri, from blasphemy. Wa shirki, polytheism. And wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. And then we are on the right path with the help and mercy of Allah. وَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And remember, the scale was put with justice. So Allah Ta'ala has established, and the angels are told that everything must be fair and just. There will be no injustice. Therefore, we, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, it is fadlam min Allah, the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And when a person enters Jahannam and the Hellfire, Allah forbid, then it is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. So each one of us must know, when we enter Jannah, it's not really because of our deeds and actions. That is the superficial reason. But the main and real reason is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Wa aqimul wazna bil qisti, wa la tukhsirul mizan, and do not go into short measure. When it comes to the scale and it comes to the measurement, meaning, people today do business and then they sell. They'll tell them there's 2 kilos, but it's less than 2 kilos. They tell them it's 10 kilos, but it's 9 kilos. And we fool people and we think that we are very, very intelligent. Almighty Allah condemns such people. Chapter 83 of the Noble Quran, right in the beginning. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُتَوَفِّفِينَ. Woe and destruction to those people who are the fraudsters. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. And Almighty Allah has placed the land and the sand for human being and the creation. See the land in Arafat, subhanallah, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people there, Hajj time. And you see that it is still firm, it's not a seesaw, it comes up and so forth. فِيهَا فَاكِهَةُ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. In this land and sand, there is fruits for you. وَالنَّخْلُ, the date palms, ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ, and it has the sheath, it has the sheath of cluster. So the cluster it has, the if you look at the dates, you will find that they have it, you know, together. So that is the cluster, and then it has a covering on it. So that is ذَاتُ الْأَكْمَامِ. So the sheath on the cluster, it means on the groups of it, on the all of it together, then they all have that covering and so forth. وَالْحَبُّ ذُو الْأَصْفِ وَالْرَيْحَانِ. And the grain and the seeds. ذُو الْأَصْفِ. So they also have a covering. And they have that covering to protect them. وَالْرَيْحَانِ. And they have a fragrance also. So you lay... You ladies, you'll know about these issues here. When you have the grain, you have the seeds, you do gardening and so forth, or cooking. So you will find that it has that covering on the shell and on the wal-rayhan, and it has that fragrance as well. Almighty Allah mentions the next sentence 31 times in the Noble Quran. When the jinnat heard this, they said, La nukadhibu bi'alai rabbina. We will never reject the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Muslims that you also must read this. So the lesson is always be shakur. Always be grateful to Almighty Allah for his ever recurring bounties and favors that he is showering upon us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the bounties? آلَاء, إِلَن. إِلَن is singular and آلَاء is plural. رَبِّكُمَا, of your Rabb, of your sustainer, you insan and jinn. تُكَذِّبَانِ, will you reject? So we can't reject. We must accept it and be grateful and thankful to it. Who is Almighty Allah? خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالِ He created the human being from that tinul yabis, the dry sand. كَالْفَخَّارِ Like the earthen vessel. You know matka, there the water you have and you put in that old type of vessel, container made of sand. So like that it is, dry sand. وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارِ And he created the jinn from the flames of fire. Therefore, the jinnat, majority of them, remember that they go to Jahannam also, because remember that they are created from this fire also. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? Allah Ta'ala created us, made us the masterpiece of His creation. Allah Ta'ala made us mukallaf. He gave us the responsibility and burden to practice on the sharia. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ The jinnat and human being, we have to recognize and worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. In the next verse, رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ This is taghlib. Taghlib means you make one predominant over the other. Mashriqain, he is the Rabb, the sustainer of the two Mashriqs. But we know there's one East only. So Allah Ta'ala means that now you add the Junub, you add the southern direction there. وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ And he is the Rabb of the Western direction. And that is, remember, the South will come in there, or the North will come in there. So that is how Almighty Allah speaks of it. This is the glory, the beauty, the style of the noble Quran. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? Nay, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآلَاءِ رَبِّنَا See when you go to Cape Town, what you see? مَرَجَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ And the water is flowing freely. بَحْرَيْنِ So of the two oceans, the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. يَلْتَقِيَانِ And they're meeting also. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ In between there's a partition. لَا يَبَغِيَانِ So they don't get mixed up and adulterated. Once I was there many years ago, and these professors were there, and I had a good opportunity to ask them questions. I said, is the color different? They said, yes, you can see it. Is the temperature different? They said, yes, look at it, the temperature is different. So everything is different. The water is touching. But remember that Almighty Allah says, Barzakhun. There's a barrier. I asked them, do you see the barrier? They said, no. So I said that this is what the Quran teaches. They were so surprised. Almighty Allah spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. So imagine the Quran Sharif, everything of it is the truth, 100%. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will you reject? None, we must say. يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُمَ اللُؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ And it comes out from these two oceans. اللُؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ The pearls, the small ones and the big ones. So the big ones and the small ones. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma. You know, when these divers go and then they extract all these pearls and rubies and what, we don't understand, but they know what they are doing. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ Which of the bounties of Allah will you reject? وَلَهُ الْجَوَارِ الْمُنْشَآتُ فِي الْبَحْرِ And for Him, Almighty Allah alone is Jawar, Jariya, the boats, and Munsha'at, they are afloat, and they're moving with the wind and so forth in those days. فِي الْبَحْرِ On the ocean, كَالْأَعْلَامِ Like mountains. If you look at it from a distance, it looked like a mountain. Mountain going and is moving all the time. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ So which of the bounties of Almighty Allah will you reject? So remember that we don't reject anyone. We must believe in each one of them. May Almighty Allah instill within us the love of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and Deenul Islam. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His Deen. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.